Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 337. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And this week, playing the part of Jason A. Stryker is actually Jason A. Stryker. How about that?
Hi there, I'm Jason A. Stryker.
Hello there.
You sound a lot like Dan Reichert.
Fuck that guy. No, I love Dan. But fuck that guy.
Oh, my goodness. So today we are actually recording on Sunday, which was actually the day that we had hoped to be recording with the three of us. So we'll see what happens and if we can continue to do this. But otherwise, our show is going to consist of one part. We will do distractions, and then we'll do some new. No news today. We're going to do a couple emails, and then we'll get out of here. So, but before we do that, we got to check out what's going on. And Jason, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks, so tell us what's up, man.
It seems longer than that. It seems like months. It's been way too long. How about that?
Like that is a true statement.
I miss you guys. Like you have no idea.
That is a true statement.
Things have been going really, really well. Yeah, the job's super cool. The Giant Bomb place is really, really dumb. I love it. I think this is going to work out. I don't know if you guys saw the roller coaster video.
I did.
I didn't watch it yet. I couldn't yet.
So a month ago, Dan Reichert's endless source of dumb ideas. This is one of his dumb ideas that he's had for a long time. And he brought it up to Game Informer a long time ago. And they're like, no, this is fucking stupid. Why would we ever do that? His idea was to, you know, go on a roller coaster, film it while playing a video game. Sounds super dumb. But he emailed Six Flags out here in California and just said that he was with CBS, which is technically true.
Yeah. That is a true statement.
Yeah, we'll set you up. You guys can come in, before the park opens. You know, we'll set you up. Did you need elephants? We'll try and get you some elephants.
You did say yes, right?
Yeah, we wanted the elephants. Okay. Totally. We wanted to ride around just for the intro, but, they couldn't get the elephants ready in time, but we were not complaining. But yeah, we strapped, Jeff Gerstmann and, Dan Reichert into a roller coaster, had them play, Super Mario Brothers 3 on a 3DS, for as long as they can. And, filmed everything with like, you know, an army of GoPros and, I was shooting like B-roll down in the fucking park and Drew was, you know, up in the cockpit and it turned out really, really well, like way better than,
than
I expected. It was super dumb,
really,
but, I get paid to do stupid shit like that now, which is great. So yeah, totally digging the job. Finding a niche there, I guess, like, kind of getting into a groove. It's been a little weird because I'm just solidly still production. Like I'm just behind the scenes almost all the time. And it's a little strange not being on mic and stuff, but I've recorded like one quick look, where I was actually on mic and, other than that,
yeah, that was good.
That's about it. Yeah. The Disney one. Yeah. Well, thank you. But yeah, I mean, yeah, stuff's really good here. I love my wife. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
She's still here. She's still with me. We're in a heat wave right now. I don't know if you knew.
Oh, heat wave for San Francisco. So did it hit 70 today?
Yeah, seriously. It was like 80 degrees maybe. And people are just like, oh, we went to a wrestling thing, like outside. And people behind us were like, oh my God, it's so disgusting outside. I feel so gross. I'm like sweaty. It's just unbearable. I can't stand it.
And you're saying it was out 80?
Yeah, and it was like 80 degrees. Wow. So yeah, that's super hot for San Francisco, apparently. But
apparently.
This is like actually the hot time of year for us is like, you know, late September, early October. Which is a little strange for
that's
us.
Very but, strange, yeah. They're just coming from Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. And seriously, it was threatening snow this weekend in Minnesota. So we dodged that, thank God.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm over that snow shit. But yeah, overall, shit's good at work. Shit is good at home. I've been playing video games and stuff, which is great. Life's pretty fucking good. But
sounds like it.
Yeah, holding it down. But I gotta catch up with you guys. What the fuck's going on?
Jeff, what's up? You start.
Yeah, let's pass it to Jeff.
Not much. Or just still settling in here. And then,
went
new
to house.
A wedding. Yeah. Still not quite totally settled in. We're getting there. It does feel like home now, though, so that's good. It doesn't feel weird anymore when I'm coming home and going to work and shit like that from this place. So that's when it really means home. It's like, all right, Doesn't feel weird anymore. When you start actually
need like major repairs, you know, to the house. No,
we did most of that stuff before we moved in.
Good,
nice, good deal.
So
it'll happen.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why we like got a condo first of all, not a house right away.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So there's only so much that can go wrong. Knock on wood. But yeah, and then I had a wedding. One of my good friends got married on Friday, so I took the day off Friday from work. Went there, partied till I don't know what time it was in the morning. It was pretty damn early. And then, just kind of relaxed the last couple of days.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I can't remember what I did the week before that, though. Probably not that important.
There we go.
All right. Chris, didn't ride any roller coasters, unfortunately.
Nor did I.
You're missing out.
I love roller coasters. I haven't been with like a theme park or like a, amusement park probably in like 7 years.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah. Lisa and I had passes, like season passes, to Six Flags down in Atlanta, and went as often as we could. It was great. We loved it so much.
Cute.
Yeah, and the cool thing about season passes for Six Flags is like it costs slightly less than going twice. So
yeah, exactly.
If you do that, it's like if you go two full days, then you've already gotten your money's worth. And like last time I got season passes, I actually lived in Smyrna, and Smyrna is like it's like a 20-minute drive to get to Six Flags, kind of back roads. And like me and my roommate had season passes at the time, and we were just like one Sunday afternoon, I was like, "Hey, yeah, what do you have planned today? Let's just go to Six Flags." Oh, okay. And we'd go to Six Flags for like 2-3 hours, and then we just leave. It's like, who cares? You know, it's good stuff. Comes in handy.
Yeah, when you have that season pass, you're not like compelled to like try out every fucking ride.
You can just go in, have one or two things, and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. But, yeah, so, I did not ride any roller coasters, but I did go camping with my son.
That's exciting.
And that was a lot of fun.
That's almost the exact opposite thing of a roller coaster. Sitting on a couch and watch TV is probably the exact opposite.
At least I was outside around a fire. Yeah, so that's
exactly.
We went to, Black Rock Mountain, which is, it was about 30 degrees this morning when I woke up, in my sleeping bag.
Ooh.
But, we had a good time. You know, we went up there Friday and Liam was so excited. He's like, I can't wait to go camping. And, you know, he told everyone at his school about it, like all the kids that he goes to school with and his teachers. And they were all excited for him and stuff like that. And he was,
what does he think, camping is concerned?
Do you think it's like Disney World or?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he knew exactly what he was getting into. I was like, he was like, are we going to sleep in a sleeping bag? I'm like, yeah, we're going to sleep in a sleeping bag. Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
And he knew exactly what, and there's going to be a campfire. Yeah. And we're going to make s'mores. And he goes, s'mores?
Shit.
And he had never had s'mores before. So, you know, it's like all this new stuff to him. And he was straight up excited about it. And, you know, the Friday night we got there and I was like, okay, I hope he understands what is coming. Mm-hmm. And so Friday night, and Friday was, so even though it was 30 degrees last night, or like overnight last night, the night before was worse because there was wind, and the wind was actually getting into the tent. So like we just covered our entire bodies, including our heads with our sleeping bags because it was too damn cold. But, you know, so that first day was that first night was a little rough, and I was wondering if he was still interested in camping. And I was like, you know, are you having a good time? He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, you looking forward to today? Yeah, let's do it. So yeah, he was really into it. And on the way home today, I was like, hey dude, did you have fun? And he goes, yeah, dad, I had a great time. And I'm like, would you want to do that again? He goes, yeah. I'm like, sweet, let's do it.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was really, really happy. It turned out great, and he had a great time, and he was really, really good. He was loud, but he's always loud because he gets that from me. It was just a really good experience. And, it was one that was needed right now because he's very much in, he's very Oedipus-y right now. So he's very attached to mom all the time. And if I try and come in between that, he actually gets angry. So it was good timing. So, you know, on the way back, and it was, you know, I could tell just like by the way he was talking to me that he's like, you know, I'm really glad that we went, dad. And like, just, you're awesome and stuff like that, you know, and it's really nice to hear that again rather than, I don't want you. I want mommy.
Fuck you. You know,
it's
mom.
Like, yeah. Exactly. Oh, Jeff, you sure you don't have kids? Cause that's exactly what it's like. but no, we did. We had a really good time. We got home. And, you know, Crystal was really cool. And, you know, I don't sleep well, outside. So even though I do it and I have a good time, because I always have way too many things going on in my head and, you know, I usually fall asleep with the TV on because it makes me focus on one thing and I just fall asleep to that one thing. If I turn it off, then I've got like, I'm thinking about a million other things and I start getting like insomnia because of it. So that's kind of what happens when I go camping. And it doesn't help that it's cold as fuck. So I, you know, over the weekend, you know, the two nights that we were there, I probably got about 6 hours of sleep both nights, together. So, so when I got home, Crystal was really cool about it. She actually did all the unpacking. I brought all the stuff in. She did all the unpacking. I went up and I immediately took a shower, came downstairs, laid down on the couch and took a nap for like an hour. And she was totally cool with that. So, you know, I love her. She's awesome. So, and then we went to Taco Mac. I drank some more beer and I watched football. And I'm like, this is like the greatest weekend ever.
That's amazing. So,
it's like the only thing missing was video games. And we're going to talk about those right now. So let's do it.
Cool.
But Jason, why don't you start, man?
Oh, shit. Where to start?
I have a feeling we're going to be talking about two or three games altogether. So
probably. Can we just list them real quick? We're going to be talking about Disney Infinity. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Shadow of Mordor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Metal Gear Solid 2.
Exactly. Right?
Pretty much, exactly. Yeah.
I was going to go
Metal Gear 1, but that's fine.
Oh, wait. I played that as well. That's right. Anyway. Where do you want me to start with that?
Pick one.
Well, is there any more to add for Infinity since last time you were on? Because I think you. Wait, did you talk about it last time?
He didn't get to talk about Infinity last time. And I didn't either because I didn't get it in yet. So I actually just got it in this week.
Did you get a chance to play much of it?
Yeah, I got to play probably not a whole lot, but I played about an hour of the Avengers.
Okay.
And then we pooed around to the toolbox, the toy box a little bit, but
there we go. So I'm super curious to find out your takeaway from that game. Mine was like, okay, cool, it's Infinity and it's a little better.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now. There's a few things that I kind of wish they had fixed, but they didn't. It's still not very fast. I don't think of Iron Man as this dude that slowly runs across the screen like that. You know, it's like, just speed it up. And they wouldn't even have to do it that much. It's like, just like a 20 to 25% boost in the speed of the game and you're in good shape. Just like character movement and you're in good shape. The combat feels mostly the same. I haven't really unlocked any of the skill tree stuff, so I'm not sure if that's going to change or not.
Drastically.
It does change drastically. Okay, good. I'm glad because
it's not a drastic change between characters, but from like a vanilla character that you just put in the base and start playing, to just like, you know, 3-4 levels in. Okay. Drastic change.
Good. Good to know. That's something to look forward to then. But we messed around with Iron Man. We messed around with Captain America.
Yeah. That fucking shield throw. So good, right?
Yeah. And well, Crystal played Captain America, I was playing Iron Man. So, and then we played a little Gamora, just like in the toy box. We didn't actually try out the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff yet. So it was limited. That was one of the things. And the other thing is that why is triangle attack? I cannot get past that. It's like, let me change my controls then. I just want square to be attack.
Sounds familiar.
I know. I mean, it's like exactly the same as how I felt about, Infinity, the first Infinity. I had the same concept, but you've been playing it a lot more than I have. So,
I don't think I've touched it since, I did it for the quick look, just cause it's a little cost prohibitive at the moment. And my lovely wife, I love her, needs a job. So we can buy Disney Infinity. If anyone wants to hire, then we'll play it a little bit more. But until then,
I don't have the game yet. But I bought a bunch of the figures.
And the figures are so well done. You know, I think they're
really high quality.
They feel really solid. And you know, and you know, you could say the same thing about Skylanders to an extent. But the Infinities are higher quality than Skylanders. By far.
So I learned something from the producer of Disney Infinity.
Okay.
He was talking about they have something called a drop test. And this is true of like all toys in the U.S. Like you have to be able to drop toys from a certain height and have them not break. And then, you know, if they pass that, then they're totally cool for like, you know, U.S. toy stores. There are some toys coming out. Oh, shit. that might not survive a drop test, and that's why they're not being marketed as much.
No, really?
Yeah, but yeah, Disney Infinity figures completely and totally passed the drop test.
Drop test.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right.
Totally, totally pass. Others don't.
Others don't.
Yeah. But yeah, I absolutely love the design of the
really
characters.
It can't land from dropping out of the sky is what you're saying.
True, true.
I don't know.
But yeah, love the design of the characters, and that's probably the most fun is just like, you know, having these really coolly designed, figures. You pop them on a base and like, you know, seeing them come to life and how they animate and how they fight and.
Yeah, in the Disney Infinity style, which I do really like. You know, it's like, I really like the fact that, you know, instead of making, like super detailed, figures and like trying to ramp it up. They made them, they scale back a little, some of the detail and they make like a cartoony type figure. Mm-hmm. And it looks exactly like that when it goes into the game. And that is something to me.
Yeah. Even so far as like, you know, putting it like a crease in between like where their limbs attach.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice little,
that's good stuff.
Nice little detail.
Right.
But so, yeah, there's a big difference in like, you know, how, some of the characters animate. In the previous Infinity game, like everybody had a very stereotypical attack pattern. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in this time around, you know, there are like, you know, certain characters that focus solely on like range attacks or like AoE attacks or just like, you know, straight up melee and stuff. And then also there are characters that, their travel powers come into play. Like Iron Man, I don't know if you got a chance to get into the open world with Iron Man, but he's, you know, extremely mobile. He's got flight unlocked right away.
Yeah.
But then characters like Iron Fist, which are like super cool melee wise, getting around town with that guy fucking sucks. So a lot of the characters that don't have, you know, those dedicated travel powers, they're not as much fun to play in the minute to minute, but,
yeah, in the first
game,
when
you're just doing melee stuff, it's a lot of fun.
In the first game, my favorite character to use was Dash because he had the super speed. Right. And I was like, the game was so slow to me and I was like, well, I could just use Dash and I can get everywhere I need to go at a much faster rate. So, and that's why I'm excited about some of the flight powers, like from Iron Man and stuff like that. Cause, mm-hmm. you know, the traveling around the city was a wreck, you know.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to go, you know, find like a shield, like in a heliport or something like that in order to get a vehicle that fucking flies. But then like 3/4 of the cast has flight like built in. So it's like, why would I even choose this guy that cannot fly? That he's no fun to play.
How does the web slinging feel with like Venom and Spider-Man?
Dude, it's really good. Yeah, it's better than most Spider-Man games.
Yeah, I don't have the Spider-Man, sets yet. So I'm really interested to see how they do that.
Yep. Yeah. Venom and Spidey in particular are a lot of fun to, kind of just jaunt around town. It's, I love their web swing. It's done really well. Cool. Let's see. More Infinity. So you only tried the Avengers playset?
Yeah, yeah. I really didn't have a whole lot of time to try it out, but, there we go. I got through like the first, like the initial introduction to the Avengers and I got into the city and that's pretty much where we stopped. So we only went through like that first stage.
Okay. All right.
I need to get Crystal used to playing it because she's like, it's so much platforming and I hate platforming. And it's like, and she just wants to go mess around in the toy box. And I'm the exact opposite. It's like, I don't give a crap about the toy box. I want to play the Avengers. Yeah. You know,
see, that's the thing with Infinity is like, you know, it tries to do so much and it just fucking shits the bed on so many other things. You know, it stretches itself a little too thin. You know, they expanded both, you know, the open world stuff and the toy box stuff, but none of it is done extremely well. None of it's super satisfying.
It's all just okay. You know?
Yep.
And the more important thing is that you're playing with these characters and in this world and it's, you know, it's just fun.
And the entire package in and of itself is great. You know, I love, you know, like on paper, Infinity sounds fucking amazing, but playing it is not.
it is not always. That is for sure.
But yeah, it is super fun collecting all these characters and stuff. And yeah, the minute to minute is all right. This is serviceable. I can play this, but yeah, not a great game. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Disney Infinity. what else is going on game wise?
I played a lot of Destiny. Well, I've been playing a lot of Destiny.
Oh, yeah, that game.
I've still been playing a lot more Destiny.
Yeah, I cannot stop playing Destiny.
I'm going to let you guys talk about Destiny.
But
I don't have anything good to say about Destiny.
You don't have anything good to say about Destiny?
I have more bad to say than good, but I can't stop playing it.
And that's the thing. It's like there's so many things that are just annoying as hell, but it's so much fun to play.
It annoys me even more that like there's apparently a Bungie employee who was anonymous in an AMA on Reddit, and a lot of the stuff makes sense of how he's answering questions. Like it seemed realistic, but it very much seems like even against Bungie's will, they released a game that they didn't really want to release. Not because they thought it was incomplete, because stuff was cut from it purposely.
Yeah, you're talking about all the story cuts that apparently happened.
Yeah, and that's probably why Joe Stanton left. He's like the main dude for writing, and that was like his dream project. And then he leaves like how many months ago? And so something happened. Apparently they had backstory, like actual story missions for all the factions in there, and they had more planets. They had a lot more stuff to do on each planet.
Yeah,
I mean, it's take it with a grain of salt because you don't know if it's 100% true, but I read through that, and there's another article posted by someone else, and it kind of makes sense, a lot of stuff that they changed. And that's what it bugs me, like, because people try to be like, well, it's still good. I'm like, yeah, it's still good. I like the game, but it's nothing like they said it was going to be. And yeah,
I wouldn't say it's nothing like it. I would just say that it's not, it doesn't, right. It doesn't measure to what they said it would be.
Yeah, there's no, like, even the ship customization isn't there. They said it was going to be there. The gun customization isn't there.
What are you talking about? You can buy new skins.
You can buy skins, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, trading was supposed to be in there at the beginning, and, like, they took that out. It's not like they
how is that
didn't
not
add
in
they
there?
Took it out.
How is that not? How can you not trade with people? I don't get that at all.
I just look at it as being, like, it's supposed to be this revolutionary thing, and I'm not saying it's not going to be that in, like, 6 months or a year from now, but it's hard to say to someone that it's any more than like a PSO kind of on steroids kind of thing.
Right.
It feels like PSO very much to me in how it's structured.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's nothing else it does that hasn't been done before. Like literally nothing. Like even that seamless like world they said like, oh, when they did a demo where like, hey, we're going through, hey, look, there's our buddy over there. And he just waves and is like, oh yeah, come on over and join us. You can't do that in the game unless you somehow happen to randomly land on a planet or the same server as a friend that's on your friends list. Like
well,
that, it's still
Jeff,
done
isn't that why clans are so important?
Oh, the clans that do
clans
nothing
also,
for you?
that you also have to sign up for on the website, not through the game, that one.
And you still can't.
Yeah,
you
that
actually
one.
Start a group, and then you have to change it to a clan. You have to have at least 3 members. And then it doesn't really do anything for you, except for get you achievement, I think.
But we all have the same name thingy.
That means
we're homies. We can
do
everything together.
That's the other thing where they really drop the ball. It's like, why is there not like, so you have friends and then they have a list of like people that are in the area. It's like, why do I not have a list of what clan mates are on there? I don't have every single person. So the clan that I'm in right now, it's actually a clan from a buddy at my old job. And, he's got like 100 members in this clan. It's like, I don't have those fuckers on my list.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to go and add every single one of them. So give me a list of clan mates that are online right now.
Or automatically, what is the matchmaking? Like when it's doing that 3 hours of loading when you're going to the tower, you'd think it would at least be finding you a server that has people on your friends list that are currently playing or something like that. Do something like that with the clans even. Because like exactly, Chris, I'm not going to go through there. Like our clan has 3 of us or 4 of us right now. We just made one as like the regular people that play. But it's like, if I was into like this 100 person clan, and these people aren't active like on Bungie's site because you can't really do much through the game, then it should do some kind of matchmaking to people that are on your friends list or that are in your clan at least. So, but I can nitpick the shit of this game forever because I can't stop playing it.
And I don't want to bash it either, but like, I don't know. I've been having a good time with it. There's been some technical issues. Like there was 1 or 2 days where I just like could not fucking connect. And apparently they were getting like DDoS attacks or something like that. But I just thought it was the game. And I'm like, well, fuck Destiny. I can't even connect. I can't stay connected for like 2 minutes.
But isn't DDoS attack now like the excuse for every time a game's not working?
It could be. Yeah, it could be. But, that's when I kind of swore it off. But at the same time, it's like, I remember when we were playing the beta or alpha or whatever the fuck it was. I was like on board with that. I'm like, fucking A, this is a lot like PSO. And you know, if they keep this shit up, I am so into this. Unless
but that's all it is.
They do this, unless they do that, unless they do the other thing. And they did all of those things. There's shitty loot. You know, there's very little customization. There's lots of little things that I'm just like, I'm not interested at all. And this is just not fun to me. But I mean, those matte fucking paintings, dude.
They're pretty. They're beautiful.
Gunplay's good. You know, I totally dig that. And you know, it just overall, it feels like a half-baked game. It's just like they've got a concept. They just never fleshed it out.
And that's the thing. According to the stuff, they did flesh it a lot more than actually got released. And one of the big things is apparently when Joe, again, conjecture here, it's not like done. Apparently when he left, it set them, and a bunch of other employees left too. It wasn't just him, just some other programmer stuff. It set them back. So what Activision basically did, again, grain of salt, was instead of allotting the time that would have been them working on new content, they took content out of the game for launch and then are going to sell as DLC, so that'll buy them some time to finish the new content. And finish the stuff that's going to go in there.
New planets, new missions, new story stuff, that's one thing, but there's some core functionality that is just not included want.
Yeah.
Like trading! For instance. Yeah. I mean, and we could probably go on about this for quite a while.
I do like it though. Like I really, I do like it a lot.
But that's the thing.
Like,
I keep going back to it. I go back and I do the heroic story missions and I like the enjoyment of actually finding loot that does something. I'm glad they patched it so that you could actually get purples out of purples now.
I've got a purple since then. So.
Oh, I've had one since then. So, you know, but they start dropping more often as you level up. So
when you get a legendary engram, it actually is a legendary.
Yeah, it's what it's supposed to say.
Instead of an uncommon.
Or a green. Right. But it can still be a legendary for another class that you don't use, that you likely won't use because this game is such a bitch and a half to level up, guys. You probably only have one main character. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We've said some negative shit. But, I mean, there are a ton of people, like, still totally addicted to this. Please explain this hook to me.
I'm addicted to the, like, I don't play it by myself. Mm-hmm. We always have like a 3-man fire team.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's become like a glorified chat room. We'll just go in there and shoot the shit about games, do whatever, and then do some missions and grinding.
Sure.
And I really, the actual gameplay, I really like. Like, I've liked all the Halo games, so that's one of the reasons why it's so familiar. It's like, it just feels really, really good. Mm-hmm. But other than that, and also, it came out at a good time. Everyone got the hell out of Destiny's way. So not until this past week has there been anything that everyone wanted. So we'll see if there's a drop off, because I still played Destiny, since Forza came out and, Mordor, but not as much as I would have. And it's given me more of a reason to not go back to it if I don't feel like it. So I think a lot of people might have that same issue, but I still did play it. So.
Okay. Chris, how is it for you?
I just have fun with it. You know, it's just fun. Mm-hmm. It's satisfying. The shooting is probably the most solid I've ever played in a first person shooter. My resume for first-person shooters is pretty limited, but, you know, the shooting is solid for me. It's satisfying. And I mean, I think that's what's getting me with the hook. I love doing strike missions because I love, you know, partying up with like friends and doing it. I just think they're a lot of fun to do. And that's what it is for me. It's about how much fun I'm having with the game. I know it has issues. We can nitpick it to death. But you know, it's just a
pretty
fun
much
game.
Have.
We have. That's true. Yeah. You know, but I keep going back to it just because it's a lot of fun to go back to.
It's all that matters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the end, yeah.
And, you know, I've been very tempted to start another character, you know, start like a Titan or a Hunter.
I have another Hunter that's like level 6. I haven't gone back to him yet because I'm like, I should be using this time to grind with my main character because I've been on level 25 for like 4 days now.
Yeah, and so that's part of what gets me too is how grindy it gets, and that you're grinding for materials that you can only get if you
can't
get
buy it.
A
can't
legendary and actually destroy it. You know?
Took that out.
No,
you can't even do that anymore.
No, you can.
Ascended shards.
Yeah, ascended shards come from legendary equipment.
Oh, you just can't get them from the queen stuff then.
Right, you can't get them from the queen's equipment. Because they made it too easy. They gave you something every time, and if they gave you an ascendant shard, it breaks the economy, quote unquote, because that's the shit they've been saying. And it's like, what economy? I can't
buy
anything. I can't trade with anybody. It's like, it breaks it. Yeah,
it makes it easier to be fun, Chris.
I know, exactly. You guys are having too much fun with this game, so let's fuck it up. But, overall, I mean, I'm still just having so much fun playing it that, you know, I'm dealing with that. The ascendant shards I'm getting from, you know, the story, I'm doing the story mission on level 24, the daily story mission. And, you know, and then I got my first exotic piece of equipment from the dude that
Strange
sells
coin guy.
Yeah. That guy that comes once, on the weekends, shows up on the tower and just sells things.
So there's like a specific NPC that just shows up during certain times. And
he sells exotics for those strange coins.
Relatively cheap. Well, oh, gotcha. You still need 13 strange coins, but 13 strange coins is a lot easier to get than half the other shit in the game.
13 strange coins is a lot easier than finding an exotic engram.
It pretty much is. You get 3 strange coins just for doing the weekly strikes.
So. Right. On the easiest difficulty. So, yeah. And then if you go to there's 3 difficulties and it increases by 3 for each difficulty. So, if you actually went in and played it on level 28 or whatever it is, then you would get 9 out of it, but I'm not doing that. So there is a point where it becomes not fun.
Can I back up a little bit and ask why you would want to play a different character?
Because they all play the same. Is that what you're going to say?
No. I mean, that's kind of what I'm implying. I'm not trying to load the question or anything, but they all feel very similar.
That's a very good point.
Like the gunplay and everything.
And all the gunplay is the same. And that's kind of why I haven't. Because the only thing that's kind of, and this is how they get you. And this is, pisses me off. It's like shaky fist. I have 2 pieces of legendary equipment that are not for my class.
Oh, okay.
And that's what it is. It's like I'm resisting the urge to start a new character because I have legendary equipment for this character that I don't have yet.
Right.
You know? So, but you're right. It feels exactly the same. And in reality, the stuff that the warlock can do is extremely satisfying. So why would I want to change? And it's just the temptation of having legendary equipment. And, you know, now that my guy's all decked out, it's like, I don't think I want to do that anymore. So.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. And I understand that. I've had that in other games.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. I'm going to keep playing it. So, you know, we'll see.
I've got it in both platforms.
Do you really?
Yeah. You
double dipped in it?
Yeah.
Or did you get it for free?
No. I double dipped. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yep. Straight out bought both of them. And, yeah. That was
all right.
Not the best choice
on my
part.
Why did you do that? Yeah,
I don't know.
Did you double dip or did you wait? Oh,
okay. No. I pre-ordered a PS4 version like way in advance, and then I got the Xbox One like the day before.
Okay.
So yeah, both of them were pre-release, and yeah.
Oops. All right.
I tried, not for lack of trying. Destiny did not give me what I needed, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know what did? Give me what I needed. Like exactly everything that I fucking needed, is Shadow of Mordor, that Middle Earth game. I'm a big fan of this game. I love the whole, you know, Batman style combat. I love the open world stuff. I love this nemesis system. Man, they fucking, you know, I was talking about Disney Infinity trying to do too many things and shitting the bed, spreading itself too thin. These guys did a lot of different things and seem to nail every part of it, which is super rare. So for the most part, it's like, damn, you guys actually did parkouring really well. You did Batman style combat really well. You did this open world stuff pretty fucking well. Like, I'm intrigued. The story is actually okay. I like this. I'm totally into everything, but, I just beat it the other day, and I think I put like 30 or 40 hours into it, and I'll bet the main storyline stuff is only like 8 or 9 hours, but I just had so much fucking fun doing the side mission, doing the nemesis stuff.
And that's that Assassin's Creed type hook.
Yeah.
You know, cause they, you go to the tower and it shows you where all the little side missions are, and you're like, ooh, that one's right over there.
There's
and
a big
now I'm pretty close
though.
To this one. I mean, no, there, I'm, you know, you're absolutely right, but
Mordor's fun.
Well, I'm not going to argue that because Assassin's Creed, like Assassin's Creed 4, the most fun part was the ship combat. So like when I got to land, I was kind of like, oh,
no. You know,
so, but yeah, I mean, and you know, in Mordor, it's very similar as how they lay out the map and that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, the combat definitely feels more solid and more like Batman because there's more. You have more options, you know, and it's like, and you can't just like in Assassin's Creed, it's like block, kill. And that's pretty much the gist of it. And in this one, it's like block. If you do block, kill, you're probably going to get whacked by another dude that's right behind you. Wherein as Assassin's Creed, people will just stand around and like, oh, look, he's going to kill my buddy. And then they'll attack you when you're done. So, you know, there's something to be said about that. And like they can knock you out of just about any animation. Even like possessing the mind to, you know, to find intel all the way up to the point where you are actually saying, you know, okay, grab intel. Like, until you've already completed the mind melt, because that's basically what he's doing.
You're vulnerable, yeah.
Yeah,
so you gotta, like, single out those dudes.
Yeah, and, or make sure that you knock one of them down, and then you can turn around and you can mind melt the other dude. You know,
so combat is like moved from just like a mashy, like flow, like Assassin's Creed. It's just like you said, just attack, block, attack, block, attack, yeah. block. There's some like really strategic elements to combat now, all of a sudden in Mordor, which God, this has been a lot of fun for me. I can just do the Nemesis stuff just like over and over and over. And like, I'll clear the board of like war chiefs and stuff. And I'll just fast forward time and just like let it all fill in again and do it all over. And
that's like, another thing that you can do.
That's just a side thing.
You can just go up to one of the towers. I haven't been able to take over a war chief yet, because that's my biggest issue with the game, is it doesn't really tell you what you need to do in a lot of times.
Right.
Yeah, it totally throws you in. And it's the deep end as soon as you get thrown in. Like, I explained it. We have an email thread going with this game, and I fell in love with it right away. And partially because I just had like one of the better gaming moments, like, of my career, like, in the first, like, half hour of that game. It's like, they throw you in with the tutorial, which is actually engaging, right? It's like, you know, it involves your son and stuff, like, storyline and, like, the mechanics and everything actually tie together, and it's really intriguing. Anyway,
I was attached to that. I was like,
yeah.
I was so angry. I was like, I cannot believe you just did that. I want to kill you right now. Like 5 minutes into this game and I already want to.
Yep. And I'm invested, right? I'm intrigued. I love this. But yeah, then they throw you into the open world and it's like, okay, go for it. And you're like, all right, I'm going to do this. And it's like, okay, I see a captain. I'm going to go kill that motherfucker. Right. So I go and I like sneak up on him and stuff and start fighting him. And then all of a sudden, like, two more captains show up, and all of a sudden I have 30 fucking orcs around me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, I'm too prideful to like run, but they kick my fucking ass, right? So I'm like, all right, I just don't get this game yet. So I try and do the same fucking thing again. Couple more captains show up, and I'm like, okay, fuck this. I need to run the fuck away. But I was, and like I said, this is all just like side story stuff, you know, it's not part of the main story at all. And I'm like, I'm really getting into it, which is, I can't say enough about that. Like, I really love that. I can't believe how much it's grabbed me in this, like, in a short amount of time with just like that little effort, just the side story stuff. But, I dig that game a lot. I think it's very, very good.
It's definitely good.
Somebody else jump in.
And it's very obvious that you dig it a lot. So
nice. That's cool.
Yeah. But I haven't really played enough of it to make a lot of opinions. I've talked about this in the thread that there's a couple of control issues that I'm not a big fan of. Like, I don't like the way that the bow controls, when you're trying to aim it. And
I think they kind of relegate that to just like, you have to have focus in order to be able to use that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they meter that. And, there's ways for you to get additional meter kind of down the road.
Yeah, so. But even when I'm using the focus meter, it seems like the control is overly sensitive. And when I'm trying to.
You can change that in the options, though.
I looked. I didn't see it. I'll have to look again.
It's there. There's a bow thing specifically, actually.
Okay, good. I'll have to look again if that's the case. The other thing that was weird for me is like, just the walking and running animation. It just feels like if you gently tap forward,
that game
it takes
Batman.
Like two steps. No, mm-hmm. I don't really remember it being like that in Batman, but as I said, that's probably just something that I'm not used to. And then I was a little pissed about when a captain that I stabbed in the face got up and shot me.
Okay. I don't like that because we're talking about the whole animation thing. Like, you can do that end animation. But if you get interrupted, even after the stab to the face happens, it doesn't actually do the part where he pulls it out. You don't actually kill the dude.
Oh no, I actually killed the dude. Like,
oh, but he got back up.
He was down. He was dead. And I took out like a dozen of his guys.
Cross out his name.
I didn't have time to check the menu. I was in the.
Well, no,
I was
it's not killing all his buddies. It comes up on the screen.
Yeah, it came up and crossed out his name on the screen. Yeah.
Okay.
And it said like, and it was a dude that killed me, so it said revenge kill. You know, and then. I took out like 12 of his guards, and then like a bunch of more showed up, including archers, and I went out and started taking out archers. All of a sudden, like an arrow comes from across the screen and hits me, and it's the dude that I just stabbed in the face, and he killed me again. And I didn't get that. So.
Weird.
That was a little off-putting, but.
So there are two brothers in that game. I wonder if it was them. Yeah, there were twins.
Well,
it's like.
This was an archer. I don't know. I'm not sure if, well, I mean, I don't even know if everybody
I think it might be randomized
captains.
As far as like, you know, what their surnames yeah. are, or as far as their class is concerned, but.
Well, the thing is, like, the thing that he said after he killed me, it was basically, oh, I got you again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. So, it's just one of those things. I don't understand.
I think it's, for a first effort, I think it's really, really fucking good. And it took a while to grow on me, and mostly because of, just like, again, I still, those clash things, I think we're getting the whole hang of it now, where they're, the clash, the things where there's like two orcs fighting each other and you gotta do something.
Oh, the duel stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that at first, not necessarily the duel, like any of those missions, because it's always like, okay, well, if you don't interfere here, the loser of this is going to be dead and the winner is going to go up in power. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, no matter what, every time I do this, it seems like one of them is going up in power anyway. So I'm like, what's the point of me doing this? Ah. And I guess just like you can just take out, I guess try to take out the heavier guy. Like,
true.
So the other guy's kind of weaken him down a bit and kill the higher level guy first. Cause, or you just kill the other guy too.
Well,
you can do that as well.
Not to spoil too much, but later on in the game, you're going to get an ability to take over the minds of.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got that yet.
Yeah. So if you've got somebody that you're kind of like, you know, you've taken control of them and you want them to become war chief or something.
Yeah,
you've got to make sure that you interfere with their power plays and make sure that
they stay alive.
And yeah, stuff. Exactly.
Yeah. It's cool. Like and then one other glitch, but this has actually ended up being kind of to go into the whole Nemesis system. There's one dude I fought near the beginning. He was like actually the first captain I got. It was something the Wanderer was his name. And so many times I went after this guy and I just kept getting my ass kicked. I think it was like 4 or 5 times he beat me. And finally he was in one of those challenges things and I let him like get his ass kicked for a bit. Then I went in there and started kicking his ass and he started running. And this was kind of, it wasn't really, it doesn't ruin anything, but it kind of makes you realize it's a video game. So I'm chasing him. He's running like really fast. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I pull up my boat. I got that thing where it locks the guy into the ground.
Yeah, sure.
Like the arrow.
Pin down or whatever.
Yeah, the pin down. So I pin him down. I'm still like running because I'm so far away. Then he just disappears in the thin air and he goes, he has escaped. And I was like, what? So I checked the map where he is because I had him like targeted and you know, he can just, it'll tell you the area on the map is. He's on the other side of the map.
Somewhere else. Yeah.
He spawned. I was like, that's kind of. A little gamey, but whatever.
I've had that happen a couple times. That's super frustrating. Because, the guy that I was chasing, like, he just got up to a wall, and then he disappeared. And I'm what?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
But I was just so happy, because I was like, I'm going to get that motherfucker finally. Get the motherfucker. And then I'm like, son of a... I ended up getting him, like, 2 more missions down. I'm like, this is the time I'm going to get him. I went in there with one of those Korrigor things or whatever they are.
Yep. Korg.
What are they called? Korg?
Karagors, I think.
Oh, Karagors. Yeah. The dudes, the things you can ride.
Yeah, and it's fucking tore him up.
So that kind of brings up a question. I mean, what's the fastest way to gain power so you can unlock the next rose?
I've been doing all side
doing
quests.
Doing power struggle stuff because you get like 40 points per.
Oh,
one,
really? Okay, because I've been like hunting down and trying to kill captains. But so the power struggle ones are better.
You're maybe gonna get like 10 power points out of that. Yeah, the power struggle stuff is like, that's where it's loaded.
Okay. But. So I think I'm just gonna change my strategy on how I play this game then.
I'll just
go from power struggle to power struggle and like get any of the side missions that are in between and just do it that way.
That's kind of what I've been doing.
I can try and level up my guy. Cause I've got like 2 points available and nothing to put it in. Cause I don't have that second row unlocked, you know.
Well, some of them you have to do the story missions to open up.
The ones in yellow are the ones that you're going to have to actually progress before you get them.
I do like 1 yellow per like 10 of other things I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just
there's a lot
sure
to do,
was,
so
there's a lot of fucking
I had to do
powers,
the yellow
because
I need to open up that, because when I was trying to fight my first nemesis, I just kept getting my ass kicked. I was killing the bodyguards and then he would still have a bunch of people fucking around him. And so I was like, I'm losing. So I finally had to do get a skill where you jump over the guy, it stuns him.
Yes.
So that helped out.
Oh my God.
And then, I had to do a story mission because I wanted the one, I can't remember what it's called, like the Wraith Pound where you pound the ground and it stuns everyone around you. And then once I got that, he still beat me, just get a bunch of people, but I did a lot better. So that's when I started having fun with him. I was like, okay, you know what? This game, you really need to do a lot of the side stuff just to level up your guy to have like just powers to take on. A lot of these things, but it's so satisfying. The stealth net's so satisfying. Like, it doesn't feel cheap, which is good. I don't feel like you can always run away and it's not like Metal Gear or something. We have to wait for like 2 minutes for them to be like, okay.
Oh, no, it's pretty instantaneous. Like they really empower you in that game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're surrounded by dudes, you could run away and 10 seconds later, you're like,
come back in there.
Right. Yep. You can go right back in.
Well, where do you go?
Which is really cool. Yeah. You just hop off a fucking hut. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're still like 5 feet in front of them.
I can see you.
Yep. Yeah. They don't give a shit. It's just super fun.
It is. Game. It's brutal. The executions in that game are brutal. Oh, the brutalization.
Oh my god.
Takedowns are, oh, those are,
yeah,
awesome.
Super empowering. Yeah. A lot of the powers are really fun. And it's just like, I don't think it really fits into the whole, like, Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Mordor Rings, shit, yeah, but it's, I don't care. It's, wow.
No.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Who cares? It's, yeah, as long as the game is fun to play.
Yeah.
I like it. We'll see what next week, but yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I was kind of, this is good at the beginning, and then now I'm like, this is actually a lot more than good. So.
Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot, as well. It's like, okay, this is pretty good. Yeah, kind of like this. Oh my fucking god!
Yeah,
and it's just like pretty much turns on. So.
Yeah, I haven't gotten as I said, I haven't really progressed with the skills, but you know, once I started, the it didn't take long for the combat to get super satisfying, mm-hmm, just because it's like they already give you that stun move, and I am addicted to that. If I get the opportunity to use that move and like
super
actually,
helpful, yeah, because you get flurry right afterwards.
Exactly,
right?
You get the flurry, yep, right afterwards,
and then you can
and
still
you have,
counter during your flurry, and then continue, mm-hmm,
and
the flurry.
Right, as long
it.
As the dude is still stunned, you
I'm
can
amazing.
Continue the flurry, and then yeah, and that will boost your combo meter up real quick, and then you can start doing the death animation moves and yep, like and everything, yeah, just kind of pieces itself together. So
it's literally just like Batman. The combination,
yeah,
it to is. The point of even the combo moves and finishers are the same button combinations.
Yeah,
yep, and the same way is that you get different enemies that can't, like, you can't vault over them or you can't stun them, so you have to do like the different things like you did in Batman, mm-hmm, like the back encounter and stuff like that, and it's, yeah,
I am totally cool with them aping
I'm
the
totally
fuck
fine, and it's not really
that.
I mean, it's
provided
Warner Bros.
They
I'm sure
do
they got
well
help with it, I'm, yeah, sure exactly, they had help with it from the guys at Rocksteady,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
oh yeah,
makes
absolutely
from Warner Bros. Makes, you know, sense. I mean, there's a lot of Assassin's Creed stuff in there too, but it's a better assassination game than Assassin's Creed ever was.
Seems like it.
In my opinion. But I'm not a big Assassin's Creed guy. Play them, but I never beat one and whatever. But it's, this is, I know it's only been like, I'm only about 4 hours in. And I usually get past 4 hours in Assassin's Creed games. And I'm usually like, yeah, it's actually really good this time. But this one actually feels like this game does more for me than Assassin's Creed. And the only reason I say that, it does feel a lot. Cause the first thing you're gonna play, you're gonna be like, this is Assassin's Creed and it's Batman.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Because it, yeah, takes the best,
I mean,
parts
if
of
if you
both
can get over that hurdle where it's like, oh god, they're just totally ripping, like, off these,
oh,
games.
Even the part where you jump off buildings. Like, he does the, yeah, same swan dive as, like, Ezio or Altair do in the Assassin's Creed games.
Yo, Battalion don't need no fucking hay
bales. But they don't
need
haystacks. No, that's
shit.
Cool. Yeah.
I like how they, like, explained, like, his use of supernatural powers. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, the storylines, yeah, have been actually, like, satisfying, I guess. I'm like, okay, all right, this is totally believable. Voice acting's great. I'm into this shit. Like, wow, all right.
Uh-huh.
Shadow Mordor. Where the fuck do you come
good
from?
Good stuff. Yeah, sleeper hit for sure.
Hey, you know what? John has been talking about it for months.
But that's John.
I know. John
hypes literally
up hypes
everything,
up
yeah.
John
every
gets on a hook and he's
game.
Like, game of the year. Yeah. Game of the year. Hasn't even played it. Game of the fucking year. Can't wait. Yeah. But no, yep. he's justified in this.
Yeah, he nailed it on this one. That's for sure.
Yep. Well, yeah, you hype up everything. You're gonna get one of them one day.
It's gonna be game of the year.
Throw enough at the wall.
Exactly.
Bound to get something.
I love you, John.
God, what else?
Cool. Anything else that we want to talk about? I mean, we kind of just did all distractions together. So
I do want to talk about Forza Horizon 2 because that came out the same day as Mordor, and that's pretty awesome. It's gorgeous. It's fun. I'll just talk about the differences of right now of the two and the first one. Things I don't like as much as the first one. The music is not as good. The licensing. You tell they probably used less money towards licensing songs for the second one. It's still decent music, but it's not, nothing sticks in my head. There's a bunch of tracks in the first game that just like, I would like be having my head all day.
Soundtrack's super important in those games too, right? Cause,
oh yeah. Yeah. It's the same type of music. It's just more indie stuff, I have a feeling. Like not big names. Like the biggest name I recognized on the rock station was Jane's Addiction. And not that you need like stuff that's well known, but it helps. But this is nothing that's really catchy. Like the other one actually got me interested in bands that I had no idea who they were. But this one, not so much. I'm not like, hey, this song's really fucking awesome. I want to look up these guys or see who they are. This is a minor thing though. And the setup of the game is different because the map is huge. So now the setup of the game is you have a hub world or hub area. You do a road trip, which you'll drive for about, like, say, 5 minutes. It's not a race, but you have a bunch of other guys in the road. You go on this road trip thing to another hub area. You do 4 races, do one of those road trips to another hub area. They're all places in, like, Europe, like France and Italy, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then do another road trip, and then do 4 races. That's how it goes. And you can change the championships every hub world if you want to use a different car. So that's cool. But the way in the first one was, you had wristbands because the whole thing takes place like a music festival thing. So as you level up, you got a different color wristband. And to level up, yeah, it's really kind of stupid. But when you level up, you race against a rival, and that entire time of that level, you're having the rival like talk trash to you and stuff like that over like the radio. He's doing like interviews in between like songs, and you hear him, and the announcer person's like kind of like, hey, this guy said this, but you gotta, you know, get up there and race him. And it makes the storyline a little bit easier. This one's not like that. It's just simply like, you still have the narrator, it's still kind of like a storyline going, but it's nothing like a direct you versus each person per rank, which it's a small thing, but it added to the first game, I thought, where I was like, oh, I'm gonna take that motherfucker down. When you win, you get their car. It's
gave it a little more drive, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But those are the only down things that I found over the first one. Other than that, it's pretty much better, and there's a lot more.
But the
open
world stuff is still kind of addicting, awesome. Collecting shit.
Yeah, it's not so much collecting stuff. There's a couple things you can collect, but it's like, yeah, just go find. It's a bunch of different kinds of races. Like, the races in this is way more than the first one. The types of races. So they have like off-road stuff.
So the single player stuff versus multiplayer. What's the big difference?
Pretty much
there?
The same.
Pretty much the same? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean in terms of like how they differ
like mission
from each
variety,
other?
I guess? Like gameplay variety?
Well, there's more gameplay variety in 2 than there was for 1.
Okay.
For sure. Cause they
but
have all the off-road
like solo
stuff now.
Versus like online multiplayer or something like that.
You can pretty much do the same stuff in both.
Same stuff, okay.
Yeah, there's not really, like, the multiplayer that I've done so far, you can do the road trips, the same thing. Road trip, you vote on what race you want to do, you move on to the next race.
Wait, you can do multiplayer road trips?
Yeah, but you
don't
do, like...
Is that fun at all?
That's why I love it, because the road trips in these games, that's what's fun. It's, like, not an open, it's not a closed circuit track.
Okay.
It's like, you get, like, a bunch of cars on, like, this one, like, just route that's, like, by the coastline or something like that, and just everyone's speeding down it and whatever. It's like, they're not long. It's like half an hour. It's like a few minutes.
Right.
And you don't have to do it. You can just like skip toward the next races if you really want to.
Sure.
But no, that's part of the fun. I mean, if you don't like that kind of stuff, it's not for you. But you probably didn't like Burnout either, right? Like Burnout Paradise or people.
Oh, fucking Burnout Paradise is great. I love that game. I did not play it enough. Honestly.
Gotcha. Like, it's not Burnout in terms of like nitros and speed, but in terms of the setup of the open world, it's kind of similar.
Okay.
You still have to drive to all your, you have to drive to all your starting points of the races.
Gotcha.
Does it let you, like, if you want to restart the race, does it let you go back to that spot instead of driving back to it?
Yeah, you can just restart the race.
Cause that like completely changed the dynamic of Burnout Paradise for me.
Oh, well, they patched that in later.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Yeah. It completely changed the dynamic for me.
Oh yeah, you can totally just restart it at any time. And just go right back to it.
Good.
And they added weather and stuff, like it now rains and it looks all pretty and shit, but I like it a lot. I'm playing the hell out of that too.
Cool.
I've been trying to juggle that in Mordor.
I can appreciate a really good, like, arcadey or open world or cart racer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, gotcha. It's right in between
the realistic stuff. I just like,
yeah. It kind of straddles that line because it's very like, if you don't like simmy at all, you might not like it, but it's not even close to as simmy as like Forza or Gran Turismo.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
It's not as arcadey as Burnout or like Need for Speed or anything like that. So it's kind of a weird happy medium between the two, but it's also kind of, if you don't like one versus the other, you might not like this at all.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's fun. The multiplayer
looks
is fun
too,
just
right?
to, oh, it looks, it's gorgeous. One of the best looking games. Well, best looking racers anyway.
Yeah.
It's multiplayer is fun when you go just kind of fucking around in an open world, just driving around doing stupid shit. But.
Cool, dude.
Yeah. That's basically it for me.
I can dig it.
Cool deal. Yeah, I don't have anything else to add. I played a little bit more Velocity 2X, and that's pretty much it. So,
what do you think of that? Did you talk about it already?
Yeah, I did. Right. I talked about it last week.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a very, very high-speed platformer, and the speed reminds me a little, not the game itself, but the speed reminds me a little bit of Super Meat Boy, about how fast you have to actually get through the platforming sections. But the controls are not as solid as Super Meat Boy in those sections. But it's like a high-speed platformer plus a shmup all together in one. So.
Yep.
Fun stuff.
Cool.
Awesome. Cool. Well, let's do, okay. I pulled up some new releases, so we'll do new releases,
right.
But let's do some emails for you. Well, let's do new releases first.
Okay.
Yeah, hit the new releases.
Okay. So, we didn't do it last week, so I just wanted to point out a couple of things. Mainly that, Super Smash Bros. For 3DS came out, so that's good.
Oh, it's already out, yeah.
Another thing that people may or may not be interested in is, I don't know if you guys ever remember me talking about Pure Solar.
Oh yeah, so they made a Genesis cart.
Yeah, it was that independent company made that made an actual PS3, Genesis cart. Right? Yeah, so that came out for PS3, PS4, Ouya, and PC.
Oh wait, is it already out now on PS4?
Yeah, it came out last week, so you can get it for $15 in the store.
I might go
right
download
now.
That right now or after this actually.
Yeah. And this is like the HD version.
Yeah, so they apparently I don't know what they did, but I think that they like cleaned up a lot of the sprites and stuff like that. So, you know. It's just something to think about. And then, of course, Forza Horizon 2 came out last week. And if you're into them, like, every volume of the Namco Museum from PS1 is out on PSN now.
Oh, yeah, for, like, $6 a pop.
Yeah, that's so, actually not too bad. So
really? Well, yeah, I suppose if they were, like, you know, even budget title games were, like, $20 back then, right? So
yeah, but those were not budget titles, though. Those were straight up $50, I believe so.
Jesus.
They were straight up $50.
Yeah, still.
The one thing I would like to throw out and just say a warning of, probably don't bother. Castlevania Dracula X for the Wii U came out. And that was the Super NES version.
Stuff?
Okay. Yeah, so that was the Super NES version. Don't bother. If you want to play that game, go figure out a way to play Dracula X Chronicles from the PSP. That's the way you want to play that game.
Yeah.
All right, so next week, or this week, actually, Skylanders Trap Team is coming out. Drive Club is finally hitting a year later.
Ooh.
Project Spark Starter Pack is hitting on Tuesday, tomorrow. NBA 2K15. Dust and Elysian Tale, which is hitting PS4, finally.
Yes, and you guys are getting it for fucking free.
Yeah, it's for free. That's right. If you have not played this game, you should play this game. It's really fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Styx Master of Shadows is hitting for the PS4. Excuse me. Alien Isolation is hitting for pretty much everything.
I've seen the reviews of that so far.
Yeah, it's not doing as well, and it's like I have someone on a forum is like, yeah, I'm really surprised it's getting really bad reviews, and I'm like, when was the last time you saw an Alien game get a good review? Why are you surprised?
This was supposed to fix everything.
Oh yeah, the Alien cycle is just like the Sonic cycle. Is that how that works? Oh, the next Alien game is going to be the one that works. Oh, but this is great.
Have you read the reviews though, Chris? Or
no,
like,
actually, I haven't.
Them?
I've just heard
because they all basically say it is amazing for about 4 hours or like 3 hours, and then it's just way too long, and it just like it just gets boring because you're doing the same shit over and over, like.
I see.
If they just had it for like a 2 to 4 hour downloadable title for like $20-25,
they probably would have nailed it.
They probably would have nailed it from what I'm getting. Like, I still want to play it because I want to experience what it, because all the reviews say it's really good. Like, when you first start playing it.
Mm-hmm. Checkpoint shit is super broken. I'll say that.
Oh, well, it's like, I heard it's like Resident Evil. It's like, you got to get to certain spots.
You have to get to a typewriter.
Manually save it. Yeah, or you have to pretty have much. It's telephone, I think, in this.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But yeah, you have to replay a lot of shit, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay. Costume Quest 2 is hitting PC.
Oh, yeah.
Spelunky is hitting PS4, and you get that shit also for free, too, for PS Plus. Pix the Cat, which is also free, is PS4 and PS Vita. Let's see here. Jet Car Stunts, which is PS3 and Vita. Dive Kick Edition is hitting for PS4.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother with that. Even if that was free.
if it was free, I'd download it.
I download also on Vita because it was free, but I haven't touched it on there.
That game.
Strider 2, the PS1 classic, is hitting PS3.
Really?
Yes.
That's coming on there now, finally?
Uh-huh. So I don't know. Did you ever play that? Cool. You did, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Castlevania Circle of the Moon is going to be available for a virtual console on Wii U. Final Fantasy 13 is hitting Steam. Yay. And Art of Balance for the Wii U. And Rise Son of Rome is hitting Steam next week.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Fucking weird.
And that is your new release list.
Oh shit.
What do you guys think? Pick of the week?
A lot of stuff.
Somebody go. I don't know.
The only thing I'm getting for 100% for sure is the PS Plus version at Drive Club.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm gonna download the PS Plus version.
Which is basically a demo.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's the full game with like one car, right? Or like
no,
three,
it's
two
not,
or
it's,
cars?
No, it's 11 tracks. There's like three cars. It's not the full game.
I'm glad you're trying before buying, Jeff.
Are you?
Well, that's he already has Forza Horizon.
I will say, I already got Forza, but I know there's a lot of people looking forward to this, but the fact that they're very hush-hush on it, and we've seen next to nothing, and it comes out on Tuesday is kind of telling.
And there's not much else going on, like, on the PlayStation side as far as racers, correct?
No, there's, like,
So it's like, why not?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
We'll see. I've heard a lot of mixed things. So, have you guys seen like the box art for Project Spark?
No.
It looks like it's an old school. Like it looks like it's a Dreamcast game. If you look at the
oh, really?
The actual box art, just the way they did the box art, at least from what I'm looking at, it looks like it's a Dreamcast game. Because
like
it's got
Alien
that
front
weird...
online.
No, it's like no, just from like okay. So do you remember like the how like, you know how. All the games have like the Dreamcast logo
the
or
the,
whatever,
like
whatever
semicircle thing.
Right.
Thing.
So and that semicircle thing is in the box art from what I can see.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's actual the box art, but that's it. I'm gonna say Dust. If you haven't played Dust, that's what you should play.
Oh yeah,
pick
Dust
up.
Is free.
So
and I wanna see what NBA turns out like this year. I didn't play much of last year's, but it was good.
Cool.
I'm not gonna spend any money, I just bought Mordor. I traded in games for Mordor, so technically I didn't pay for that. Technically.
Lisa, but. Go get a fucking job, man. I need Smash Brothers. Daddy needs to smash so hard.
All right.
Let's say it's Smash Brothers. Fucking A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit or miss with
guess
like, the
last,
online with that.
It is technically already out, but yeah, Smash Brothers. Yeah. Go for that.
Yeah. In reality, we do Sunday to Saturday, and it was out. Oh, no. It was out Friday. Interesting.
It's on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That'll work too. Cool. Well, we have a couple emails, so I'm going to pass it over to Jason for that.
Yeah, it's turn to do stuff. I really have to, for whatever reason, when Chris sent these over, they're in like 0.25 font. So I've got to like jack up the resolution here.
I didn't send them. Just saying.
Oh my God.
I didn't send them.
when he sent them to me. Anyway, I got one. It's entitled Destiny and it's from Adam Wolf.
What's up, man?
All right.
Wolfhound 22. What's up, guys? There's been a talk of Destiny, or a ton of talk about Destiny since it released, and not all positive. I love the game. The story is meh, and the missions are repetitive. But,
here's a story.
Like so many other people, I just love the gameplay and can't stop playing it. My question is, can you think of another game that has gotten so many mediocre reviews, yet most seem to still love playing it? And after they are done pointing out the negatives, they go right back into playing it for another couple hours. I understand the complaints and can't defend the game, but also isn't the fact so many are saying that it's just plain fun sort of diminish sort of their harsher reviews of the game. I've seen countless articles with titles like Destiny is mediocre, but I can't stop playing. Doesn't that mean it's a good game? And perhaps those articles are just further proof that reviews are missing the point. Like the rest of you, I want so much more out of the game. But if I continually want to jump back into the game after I stop playing it, doesn't that mean something? Keep up the great work. Adam, Wolfhound, 22.
I agree.
Thanks,
sir.
Thanks.
I don't think.
Yeah, super good point.
If you are having fun with a game, who cares if anybody else has fun?
Yeah.
True. You know, that's really what it boils down to. Yes, this game is getting some, you know, polarizing reviews. It's like, it's not even polarizing. They're all pretty much mediocre. I think the highest score I saw was like an 8 point something. It is
what
it is. You know, if you enjoy it, who cares? But as far as like another game like this, I look at Phantasy Star Universe because there weren't a ton of people that had fun with that, I couldn't stop playing it and I nitpicked it to death, but I could not stop playing it. I had so much fun playing that game and I just kept going back to it over and over. So
Shadowrun for me. For Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
I got very mediocre reviews, and I played a shitload of that. And it was, just, again, because of the gameplay. Like, yeah, it was very basic, and it didn't do anything crazy, crazy new, but it was fun.
Yeah.
But I understood the reviews, though. Like, I understand the Destiny reviews. It's mostly if it's Bungie and Activision's fault for, like, huge-ass budget. Like, where'd that money fucking go besides marketing? Because the game isn't revolutionary in the least. And a lot of its expectations, I know people say, well, don't. You can't go in with expectations. You kind of can when every video documentary you see from Bungie or Activision is bigging up this game that, like, no one's done before. It's going to be, like, a brand new thing. It's going to be awesome. And then you get it, and you're like, I've done this before. It's just very good at it.
It seems so familiar for some reason.
Yeah, I guess I think that's what kind of has, like, the thing. If the game wasn't fun, it wouldn't be getting even sixes, I don't think.
Do you think if it's from a different studio?
If it was not from Bungie, I don't think it would be getting even the sevens it's getting. If it wasn't Bungie, it wouldn't play that well though. So
let's say it did. Like let's say you know it is like just the way that you're playing it right now, but it's a different studio.
So I honestly think that if it wasn't Bungie, I don't think it would play as well. Just like you said, But I honestly think if it wasn't Activision, if it wasn't Activision, would it even be getting the attention it's getting?
No. Well, that's the marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, would it even have this hype that we've got? You know?
No. God, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I even think, like, a lot of people that, I don't even know how many people even know Bungie made it. Like a buddy of mine texted me and said, hey, that Destiny game, is that Halo? And I was like, no, it's made by the same guys,
but
it's like, it looks like it, but it's not. It's, I had to explain it. So I don't know. I think if it was another company and didn't have that hype, I don't think it would have, not sold. Like, it sold well in the first week, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Cause, and it was like one of the most pre-ordered games of all time as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like, what was it? The record for a new IP on pre-orders or something like that?
Yeah.
Man, it seems like we have a new one of those every week, so.
It slowed down immensely. Because reviews hit a couple days after. So they sell all the pre-order games, all the people that are buying it day one, no matter what. And then now, it's all like, oh, that Destiny game, is that any good? Like, the reviews weren't that good. Why are you playing that? And you have to explain it. And people don't like to hear, well, it's really fun, the gameplay, but really there's no story. You gotta grind a lot. Do you like grinding? I hope you like grinding.
Yeah.
Do you like grinding? Oh man, you're gonna grind. You're gonna make so many sandwiches.
It's so easy to point out the negatives of this game. Really, really hard to quantify, like, what's good about it.
I was playing a couple story missions with my buddy Zach. And, we got to, we were doing, it was the first mission on Venus. And so I'm gonna go into, like, not really spoilers. I'm just going to kind of mention something like a couple things that happen, but it's not going to really spoil anything, I don't think. But, so the person that, like, in the very beginning.
What you could spoil.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to spoil? There's no story.
Yeah. Spoiler. I really don't think you can spoil. You can spoil the ending.
There's nothing to spoil.
There's nothing to spoil. The ending isn't even a thing.
But that's the thing. It's like at the end, on Venus, right? When you first meet the Vex, when you first destroy the Vex, and then what do they call her? The Stranger. It's like the traveler and the darkness and the stranger. And it's
the stranger.
It's like, this is the game of placeholders. And it's, so you meet her, your character meets her, and I'm talking to Zach on, you know, over chat. And I'm like, hey, Zach, are you ready for this? Because this is about the most personality this game ever gets. And it's the conversation that you have with the stranger. And then after
I know where you're talking.
And that's right before you go see the queen. And those two scenes,
that's it.
That's it. That's all you get. It's like, that's like the most story that you get. And it's like, it still doesn't, have you heard of the Black Garden? Okay, that's it. You know?
Yeah.
Dinklage is just like, take me somewhere, let me scan some shit.
It's game.
It's gonna take forever, let me,
shoot
everything until I'm done scanning.
That's pretty much, that's the game. Right there.
This is funny. It's I
don't want any game, like, I want it to be successful. I want this game to be different in 6 months, and I want it to keep going. But the part is, the reviews do matter to people that aren't the super hardcore that were looking forward to this from the beginning. And that's probably the number of people that bought it. And if people don't buy shit, they might not get the funding for it because they already spent $500 million on this thing. And they haven't made their money back yet. They made $360, I think, at this point. So they still have a while to go to make all their money back.
What pisses me off a lot about review scores is that, like, it's broken down into categories, right?
Yeah.
It's graphics, like, story, playability, whatever. And, like, so few times is, like, a fun factor. Remember that
thing? It used to be in
GamePro. Remember Game that Pro. Old
GamePro
thing?
Yeah.
Fun factor.
And even
it seems
even
like it's not really factored
that.
In because that's so, like, objective, I guess. Yeah. Like, it doesn't, you can't really quantify that. You can't really put a score on that. Mm. It's going to be different for everybody.
Well, like, I think grinding is not fun at all. I hate it. I can't stand grinding.
Right.
But the reason I do it in this game is because I'm doing it with two other dumb assholes like me who are still playing this game and loving playing it. And the entire time we're playing it is, fuck, this mission again? Oh my god, okay. And we got the same mission 3 times in a row on the other night. And 3 strikes in a row. We're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But we still play them.
On paper, I would tear the shit out of that. I would just be like, fuck that game. But I understand that, you know, the gameplay is, like, really fun, and it just clicks with a lot of people. So
the battles, the fucking special abilities and all that, that gameplay loop is still fun. It's everything
that's
cool. Surrounds that gameplay loop that just, needs some growing up, I guess. Not growing up. Evolve.
I just don't want you guys to give me any more shit about playing Splatterhouse, because I really like the gameplay in Splatterhouse.
Yep. Yeah.
So fuck off, all y'all. That game's great.
I'm trying to remember who gave you shit about Splatterhouse.
I never played it. So
that game's just like widely regarded as like a piece of shit. And I'm like,
oh,
no,
are you talking about the new one?
Pretty good.
Are you talking about the new one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now I have no comment.
You guys don't even know.
I have no comment.
You don't even know. Do you even splatter? I don't think so.
I splattered the house.
All right. Yes. So do you have another email in there?
I do.
I'm probably going to play Destiny tomorrow or this tomorrow morning. I don't know. I'm going to play Destiny a lot still.
Yeah, me too.
It's just
I'm trying to go and do the daily daily heroic mission every day.
That's cool.
Yep.
It's going to take a lot for me to like really get back into it.
Yeah.
Like I want to, and I've tried booting it up a couple times, and I'm like, okay, this
If it hasn't got you now, it's like I got that bug early of stuff that's not like Diablo looks different because everything about Diablo to me, it was like,
oh yeah,
this so addicting. Oh, I know what I did. I played Diablo 3 and I got to level 70, my first ever level cap character in anything. Yay.
Shit, son.
I haven't gone back to it since then, but.
Game's fun.
I will. Oh,
game's
yeah.
fun. Email time. Sean Recupido.
What's up?
You guys ever heard of him?
Hey, Sean.
I've never heard of him. He's never emailed before.
No,
never.
Well, he says, well, I broke down and ordered the Sunset Overdrive bundle. I went to the post office and told them I was moving. And inside the form was a 10% off coupon at Best Buy. So I got it for $360 plus tax.
Nice.
On top of that, you get a $10 coupon for pre-ordering Sunset Overdrive. So I think I got about as good of a deal as I possibly could. So anyway, what are your must-play games for the X-Bone? I already logged into my live account and grabbed Killer Instinct. Good. And I'm planning on probably grabbing Dead Rising 3, seeing how I'm getting the console this week, the week of Halloween. I'm thinking of grabbing Forza 5, but should I just wait for Horizon 2?
Get now, Horizon 2.
Also totally going to grab the Master Chief Collection. Sean Recupido, thank you for that email.
Thanks, Sean.
I hope
definitely
you enjoy
wait for
your
Forza. For sure. If you're not, again, yeah, because Forza 5 is a sim racer. That is like closed circuit tracks.
So wait for Horizon 2. That's what you're saying, right? Forza Horizon 2?
Forza Horizon 2, yeah.
Gotcha.
I would say wait for that. It's better all over. In my opinion, Dead Rising 3, I didn't like it. A lot of people did. Yeah, go for it. It's probably pretty cheap now, too, I'm guessing.
Maybe. It's also on a PC, probably cheaper than the console version.
Probably.
But yeah, Killer Instinct continues to be a really good buy, I think.
Yep.
Season 2 is coming out. Yeah. What else is going on Xbox?
I would still get Titanfall if you haven't played Titanfall. If you haven't already played Titanfall on a PC, anyway. If you already played on PC, then there's no point.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And if you're into competitive shooters, because...
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like creatures, then new.
I was going to say Peggle 2, but that's coming out on PS4 now.
I think so, yeah.
When? I'm still waiting for it. I'm like, I want to play Peggle.
Soon. Very, very soon.
If you can get Rise for cheap, get Rise. It's an average game. Dude, that game is, like, it's pretty decent, and it's still the best looking game. Like, it's some of the levels in that thing. If you want, like, a nice showpiece
for Rise, get Mordor. Just do it that way.
Yeah. Rise looks way better than... If you want graphics, Rise is... But Rise is not Mordor. It's definitely not Mordor. But, that's why I said for cheap. It's a decent game. It's another one that got very mediocre to low reviews. And I played through that game twice. Mainly because there was not much else to play, but I did play through it twice.
I love my Xbox One. I love the experience of it. I love the controller an awful lot. But, God, there's not a lot of fucking, like, exclusive shit going on there.
There's more on there than there is on PS4.
It's weird, right? Like, yeah, I can think of, I don't know, maybe it's just like lead platform stuff tends to go to PS4.
Oh, yeah. You're talking multi-platform stuff.
Yeah. It seems to, like PS4 seems to have an edge in
it.
It
has the edge.
Situation.
Yeah. I think Destiny and Metro are the last ones that didn't. Mordor is definitely better on PS4.
Is it really?
Well, by a difference of 1080p from 900p to 1080p. It's everything else is the same,
I don't know.
But yeah, those are the must. I mean, you're going to get Sunset Overdrive, so you're already getting one of the exclusives with it, so.
Right. I still don't know what to make of that game. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I'm excited for it, but the more I don't know. I'm getting less excited for it closer the date comes for some reason.
Looks fantastic, but I mean, let's see if it holds up. If it's just like a score chase thing, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to see if there's more of a story mode, like a single player story mode to it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
we shall see. But
there's a lot on there.
Hey, that's all we got for emails.
Cool.
All right. Well, I think that is our show, gents.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because I got to pee. We're going to do more.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. We were just going to do the one part. We've been talking for about an hour and 15. That's pretty good. Had a good distraction section, so I'm happy with that. I thank you guys for the emails. And if you would like to send us an email, you can do that to email@interactivedistractions.com. We also very much appreciate voicemails. That number is 706-760-4337.
4337 means I love hearing your beautiful voice. Please send me voicemails.
That's right.
That's code for that.
That's right.
Universal too.
Yeah.
Translate across all languages.
Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. And you guys are welcome to send those as well. We love those. You can follow us individually as Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
Facebook, Juju Plus.
Juju Maps.
Juju Plus.
Google Plus. Steam, Stitcher, search for Interactive Distractions, and you will find us.
Shit, we're all over.
I know, we're everywhere. Come over to Retroids. Oh, it's not Retroids, it's VG Evo. It's going to take a while for me to do that, but...
What?
Oh, God, I had no problem on that.
I know. It's VG Evo, and it still goes to Retroids.com, so that'll I'm not sure if that will work or not.
What is
VG Evo will redirect you to a VG Evo branded Retroids. So
a lot of video game talk going on here.
There is
a lot of people about video games.
Well, there's a few people talking about
not
video
games. Really.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Good deal. And then I lost track of what I was supposed to say next.
You pretty much went through it.
I think I did. But yeah, that's it. So, you guys have anything else before you wrap up and get out of here?
Hyrule Warriors is fucking legit as fuck. That game is fun.
Dude, I would buy that game in a heartbeat if I had a Wii U. I'll tell you.
Hey.
That would be, that is on my, that is
right
on
there.
My list.
No, Hyrule Warriors.
It is not a system seller. But if I had one,
so
I'd buy
good.
It. And when I get one, which will probably be later this year, hopefully, I will definitely be picking that game up.
Cool.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that.
I will.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
My name is Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.